Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Yeah, I'll get to it in a second.
Oh, boy. Snow and ice days Thursday, Friday. And then Saturday, I was still doing work at my other gig. And then Sunday was like playoff football, which is good. But I mean, you're sitting there taking all that. And then Monday, McCarthy gets fired. And so, or departs, sorry.
Yeah.
Mike departs. And so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're interacting with people the whole time and trying to figure out, all right, what's actually happening here.
Did you have a bad FOMO? Were you like, this is the worst possible time to be out?
No, it was a calculated risk when I put in for the days, because when I put in for him in December, I was like, if he comes back, that's going to be probably not a good day for me to be talking into a microphone. And so I'll give him 3 days to come to a decision. If they don't, then we'll figure it out from there. And so as soon as he was gone, then it was like, all right, well, I'll call him to KNC and we'll talk about it. And Hagelin was just like, when I had jumped on, Hagelin was like, are you just the happiest ever right now? I was like, ah, let's just blow by it. I'm not gonna linger too much on me being the happiest ever.
Yeah, I think your wife was trying to make plans with my wife, like, hey, do you want to do something? You know, I thought I had these days penciled out, but Bobby's doing all football, and I was like, what football is there to do? You go into Frisco, and then you go out to a practice facility.
Exos is supposed to be Friday. It's the pre-draft training facility, and so I was supposed to go Friday. That had always been on the calendar, and so she thought she had those days open. Well, then Friday, all the weather stuff happens that canceled it and moved it to Monday, and so then she now all of a sudden has Monday filled up where I wasn't going to be at home.
Did you sleep? I mean, you're the one that can still, well, I know you slept some days.
So one day
11,
I did.
11:30.
Yeah, one day I did. There was like one day I slept like 12 hours. But other than that, no, it was still like my typical 4 to 5 hours.
Ralph, James, Choppy, Bobby Belt will empty the McCarthy coming up at 7:20 this morning. And I know a lot of media members in town will be listening. So I think you should be as well. Ralph James, the Dallas Cowboy coaching search update. Yesterday, of course, as soon as we get off the air, the news comes out that they're going to interview former Jets coach Robert Saleh.
Boy, this would throw me for a loop if this is the guy they settle on. But this is...
It feels like a lot of football fans. I can't remember who brought it up in Crosstalk. It may have been Hagelin. McCarthy kind of left and now has a positive thought and vibe about him with many football fans. Sympathy that Jerry generated and created with the way this was handled around here. And I feel like the same thing has kind of happened for Saleh. You know, a little bit clownish, corny when you watch him with Hard Knocks. Obviously could not have more control that was needed with Aaron Rodgers in the building. He did get fired, but I feel like the Robert Saleh sentimental stock is going up.
The sentimental stock is going up. It you know, the Jets are interesting. I don't know that I want anybody that had anything to do with the Jets. It's just it's a toxic environment, and I think that bleeds in. But you know, it was kind of evident that he couldn't really he didn't handle New York well, like all that went into that. I mean, this is a circus too. you got to handle this circus, and this is kind of a circus that you're gonna have to deal with. I mean, I think he's a good football, good defensive coach. If he was a DC here, I would not mind that at all.
Oh, everyone would be doing backflips.
Yeah. And
I thought Corey Majors brought up a really good point in crosstalk. He goes, at the very least, try to get some San Francisco formula out of him. Like, how did you guys just whoop us? How did you own us? What did you think about us? Try to go ahead and do some recon there with San Fran intelligence.
He's a really good defensive coach. I don't know. Like, the head coach, you're going to move on from, like, you're going to go from McCarthy to Saleh. I don't know. I think that's going to really disappoint the fan base.
I haven't felt mass disappointment with the initial sentiment. Bob, how do you feel
about it? I would say, I think we haven't because nobody actually believes this is going to happen.
I don't think anybody, I think Sean's right, though. Like, I think history is going to be kinder to Saleh's Jets run than they were in the present. Like people are going to look back on it and go, man, that seemed like such a mess.
Yeah.
How did he keep so? And it seemed
like Woody's Jerry.
Yeah. Oh.
And then you find the Athletic article comes out. Aaron Rodgers, more time to dislike him. Sympathy towards Saleh.
Yeah. And it seemed to get worse really quickly when he left. And so it's like, wow, we just kind of thought they were a little dysfunctional. They're a mess.
Yeah.
And like,
how much
Saleh,
could he fix or control that?
Saleh may have just been keeping them stable enough to look like they were just a little dysfunctional rather than a complete mess. Could also just be that it continued to spiral as soon as he was gone. And there was a lot of different things there where he looked neutered and bad. And like, I mean, the whole way he handled the Aaron Rodgers, was he excused or not excused absence and different things like that. He screwed up some of that. But I think that overall, he's considered a positive culture guy. The guys buy into his messaging and doing different things like that. I will say, if he is defensive coordinator, that fits Dallas's MO. So Dallas has, what is it? It's their last four defensive coordinators. I think they've all been former head coaches: Zimmer, Dan Quinn, Mike Nolan, Rod Marinelli. And so, I mean, that's who they typically like to hire. They like guys, they like previous coaching experience in a lot of ways, but particularly at defensive coordinator, because they often have an offensive head coach and somebody handling that side of the ball. Then it's on the defensive side, they like somebody with a lot of that managerial CEO experience too.
But weren't you rolling your eyes a little bit at him early on with the Jets?
Yeah, like I said, there's some. Peyton plays the drop still regularly. The 11 little kisses. We're gonna give him 11 little kisses. There's some weird stuff with him in terms of
haters,
quotes in the media.
You ain't poppin'.
But also, yeah, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Give me 11 kisses.
I haven't heard that.
Never mind. I'm out. Never mind. I just changed my mind. I hadn't heard that drop in a while. Now that I've heard the drop, I'm out again. But no, I think it's how much of it was just he was a little weird versus he was in an uncomfortable position in an intense media market. And sometimes you spiral a little bit because he didn't have a poor reputation at all before he got to New York. He was considered a disciplinarian and a culture guy and a really bright defensive mind in San Francisco.
So if Saleh happened as DC, we're all thrilled. If it happens as head coach, we're all like,
I don't
very,
hate it.
Very, yeah, it's like I'm very just kind of apathetic. You know, I mean,
I'm more excited about him than if it's Ron Rivera, if it's Doug Peterson. Yeah.
I think he's a better hire than McCarthy. I would say that.
We're gonna start early.
Yeah,
we're gonna
start. I'm just saying.
We're gonna start early.
You're just gonna lose your credibility on that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could look. I mean,
there, Nick.
I mean, unlike other people in town, I will verify some of the things that I say, and so I mean, it's. I feel comfortable saying I think he's a better coach, and I think that there's more that he holds together in New York than was held together here in Dallas during McCarthy's time.
And then you get the report from Todd Archer that the Cowboys are going to talk to longtime defensive mind Leslie Frazier.
I don't know what to say about this other than I think we all know why they're interviewing Leslie Frazier.
All right, so let's put it out on the table. It sucks. It's unfortunate. It's sad, but it's something that everyone thinks. It's like, okay, Saleh, Leslie, Rooney, check. Rooney, check.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Check. You have to interview 2 minority candidates, and there you go.
I haven't heard Leslie Frazier's name as a head coach possibility in the NFL in half a decade. And I think he was a head coach of the NFL half a decade ago. And I still hadn't heard his name as a head coach of Canada.
So there was a image repair piece somebody did in The Athletic, I think, during the year that was like Leslie Frazier's, you know, attempt. Like this has been a push from Leslie Frazier, and he's been making career moves to be back in this position. And there was an article that was out there a couple months ago about him trying to make this push.
I think it was the Dallas Morning News who said Frazier was a head coaching candidate in 2010 before the Cowboys hired Jason Garrett.
Yes. And Frazier had been, I think he was also in 07 when they hired Wade. I think he was included in that.
But Seahawks assistant defensive mind.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
And he was former Vikings head coach.
Yes. He was also with the Bills at one point, I think. He checks if that's the box they're looking to check. Which is an awful, you know, I know people think that that's an awful case of, you know, tokenism or whatever else. If that's the case, then that would mean that Deion's not getting an interview. If they're bringing Leslie Frazier in here for that, that means that Deion's not getting an interview. If they're going to bring Deion in here, then the only other explanation is they're legitimately interested.
Okay, hang on. Break that down a little bit more.
So Robert Saleh would qualify as a Rooney Rule interview. If they're going to interview Deion would qualify as an interview.
And we're not counting the other night as an interview.
No, it doesn't count. Doesn't count.
Does not count.
Does not count with the league.
Okay, so Saleh.
Saleh, Deion would be your 2. You wouldn't need to then force a 3rd one with Leslie Frazier unless you were actually interested in Leslie Frazier. So now that they've done Frazier and Saleh, if they're just checking Rooney Rule boxes, then that means they're not going to interview Deion.
So if they were going to interview Deion, that would count as check number 2, and Leslie Frazier would not be talked to.
So if we end up hearing that they're officially interviewing Aaron Glenn or Deion or one of those guys,
then he's a legit
and they get
candidate.
Past the 2, that means they're legitimately interested in talking to Leslie Frazier.
I mean, he'll be 66 in like 2 months. Like it's you know, there's an age issue with a lot of these coaches. You know, like
we advocated for Pete Carroll yesterday.
There's an age issue. Yeah, there's an age issue with Pete. Like, that's one of the biggest hangups, and there should be.
What do you make of those Deion dominoes right there?
Oh, I think that's pretty accurate, pretty spot on. Now, the thing is like, you know, Deion may have given them kind of a, I don't know if I want to interview thing, or I can't interview anytime soon. I've got X amount of things going on.
And then they have to move forward.
They have to move forward, and then they can always go back to him. And he can call up and say, all right, look. Calendar's freed up. We can do this now. You know, whatever.
Why not?
So does that make you think right now in your mind, Deion's not legit?
No, it just makes me think more they're interested in talking to Leslie Frazier for some reason. Even if it's, let's see if we can get him in here for head coach. Similar to what they may be doing with Saleh and what they did with Ron Rivera in 2007, where they're pulling him in here for an interview and it's actually just see, could they bring him in here as a defensive coordinator? It could be something like that. But so it makes me does think that they've got some sort of legitimate interest in Leslie Frazier being hired here, and they're trying to get him to talk. They're trying to get him in here to talk to him. Because I would think, again, if you're also worried about, well, we're not going to be able to talk to Aaron Glenn for a while or Deion Sanders for a while, I would think you would interview Al Harris at that point again if you're just trying to check a box.
You got to do external, right? It can't be an internal candidate.
I think it's got to be one external. The second one qualifies as long as you've interviewed one that's external.
I mean, yeah, like, I like from their standpoint, like if they're just trying to check the boxes. Just on the off chance that, like you said, maybe they do want Aaron Glenn, maybe they do want Ben Johnson, but they continue this through this process and then they find a candidate that just blows them away, and all of a sudden they're like, all right, you know what? We're not even going to go down the Aaron Glenn road. they're free to do what they want. So, I mean, it just, I mean, it does like open up the timeline a little bit more, but it's still crappy.
Yeah. It makes me feel really bad for Leslie Frazier.
Yeah, it's icky.
It's icky. It's very icky. Totally icky.
I will say I did ask somebody once, I was like, does that...
Well...
Do you guys... Is there a... like, is that something that... is that something that frustrates guys when they feel like they're being interviewed in that setting just as, like, checking a box? And there's a little bit of that, but I was told that a lot of times guys don't actually mind because all they're worried about is, like, there is an importance in just getting your name circulated around the league.
Yeah.
Even if it's in that context, there's an importance in name recognition and having other teams know that you're interviewing for these positions.
I get that. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, I hadn't said the name Leslie Frazier in how long?
Byron Leftwich.
Sure.
Anything else you want to touch on, Roberto, that you've missed over the past 5 days in terms of these coaching candidates?
I think, and we talked about this a little bit the other day. I do think that ultimately where we're heading is somehow, some way, Jason Witten's going to be on this staff. Like, I don't think he's going to get the head coaching job. I don't think. I wouldn't say it's impossible. But I think he's going to be involved somehow, some way on this staff next year. And so either that means the Cowboys are going to say, hey, this is a package deal. He's coming with you, whoever's getting hired here. Or they're confident in whoever they're hiring is comfortable with Jason being here already.
Jason Witten was at a public appearance last night. He declined to talk about all the Cowboy news circulating.
Come on, Nick Harris. Be better.
Was Nick out there?
Yeah. Nick, pull that out of him. Come on, what are you doing?
877-881-1053. In order to hit us up on the Franklin LaFranco Injury Attorney text line, I already have a ton of Tolos watching on YouTube, the Fan Cam, and Twitch. Thanks to the Odyssey app for the out-of-staters. And, of course, as I listen to this radio station, flat out, on the radio. You are appreciated. You are appreciated. All the Mike McCarthy tea at 7:20 that we've been talking about for a few days here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. The Mavericks get cheated and Ranger fans are fired up and split over the way you're going to have to watch them this upcoming season. Let's talk about it on the home of the Rangers next.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.